Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a question related to the beginning of the last surah of the Holy Quran, Surah An-Nas. As you know, in this surah, if you've had the time to glance over this surah and its contents, you know that in the beginning of the surah, God Almighty refers to himself using three attributes, three sifats, three of his divine attributes and beautiful names. First is Rabbin Nas, the Lord of men. Second is Malikin Nas, the sovereign and the king of men. And the third is Ilahin Nas, the object of worship of men, the Lord of men. Right, so today we're going to be examining why is it that God Almighty has referred to himself using these three attributes. And also a second question, which is kind of tied up to the first, is why is it that he has mentioned these three verses without a conjunction, meaning without a wow? Usually, like some of the verses of the Holy Quran, right, one verse is connected to the previous verse by means of a conjunction, for example, and, right? Or in Arabic, we say wal. In other words, why did God not say, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ وَمَلِكِ النَّاسِ وَإِلَهِ النَّاسِ? Seek refuge in the Lord of men and the King of men and in the God of men, or the object of worship of men. Right. So regarding the first question, we can say that the reason why God Almighty has referred to himself using these three attributes is that these three attributes, right, are the reason why we should seek refuge in him. Right. Right. Sometimes in the Holy Quran and also in Arabic, right, an attribute is mentioned for the subject of a ruling, which is in reality the reason for the ruling itself, right? So in the context of what we're talking about, the reason why we should seek refuge in God is because he is the Lord of men. He sustains men. He is the sovereign and king of men, meaning he has the power to take care of us and repel this danger from us, as well as because he is the object of worship of men. These three attributes are the reason and the cause for why God deserves to be the object and the being in which we seek refuge from this danger. Regarding the second question, which was, why is it that these three verses have not been connected using a conjunction or a wow or the word and, we can say that the reason for this possibly is because, according to some Quranic commentators, is because each of these three attributes can serve as an independent and separate reason for the ruling or why we should seek refuge in God. I mean, even if God didn't have any other attribute besides the fact that he was the object of worship of men, we should seek refuge in him. Even if he didn't have any other attribute besides the fact that he is the sovereign and the person who governs and he has the power over all beings in this universe, we should still seek refuge in him. Okay? Or even if, you know, he didn't have any other attribute except for the fact that he was the Lord of men, we should seek refuge in him. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the first three verses of Surah An-Nas. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.